Rock's greatest hits at Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. Jimmy and Tam, they took out the block last night on Channel 9. Joining us on the air after 8 o'clock this morning. 26 degrees, McEwen's Beach. Don't forget today, day one of our Christmas lights display competition, Dave. It's going to be huge this year. Cash prizes up for grabs as well.
Yeah, thanks to CQ Manufacturing. They're the guys that are on John Vella Drive in Paget that do the big display each and every year. The kids love it with the sound and everything.
Well, we want you to incorporate the Triple M logo into your display as well.
That's right.
Any photos, submit them onto our website, triplem.com.au. Those people who do Christmas lights displays
are crazy, yeah.
No, I wouldn't say crazy, but there are a certain group of people. It costs a lot of money for those lights, hey?
Yeah.
There's a lot of work that goes into it. There's a house on Solid Jenkins Drive that I drive past on the way to work every day.
Yeah.
And on the weekend, I drove past, and they were putting up their lights and their display, and they have a lot of Looney Tunes characters in it. Amazing.
Wow.
It's so good.
I've told you about the guy right at the front of Valletta Gardens, the estate. He's had them up since August. I don't think he's getting any more on, though.
Raylene's called us. Raylene, morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys?
Good. You've put up your Christmas lights on the weekend. Is it true that you guys are like people who put up Christmas lights in general spend a lot of money doing so?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a lot of money.
Okay. Well, give us some sort of figure.
How much are we talking?
Well, today, I think we're around about 8,000.
Oh, my God!
Wow. We were thinking maybe a couple of hundred.
No.
Wow.
About 8,000, yeah. We spend roughly up to $1,000 a year getting extra light.
Jeez. Do you buy them, like, throughout the year, like when you see something on sale, or is it just not getting onto eBay or something like that and just buying them left, right and centre?
Well, majority of the time we get them from Bunnings.
Yeah, right.
But when they go on sale on the buy, swap and sell, we go around and grab it, pick up a bargain.
Actually, you cleaned up the other year, didn't you?
Oh, man.
We did. We did. The guys over at Bradman Drive retired, I suppose, and went travelling. And with that, Mark and I went over there and bought up a storm, actually.
Right. So you've got the Santa sleigh and the reindeer. What else did you... Did you get the snow machine that they had?
No, we didn't get that, and we wanted to buy the... They had a beautiful cherry blossom tree, a huge one. But, yeah, where do you put a cherry blossom tree that's half the size of your house?
On the roof.
On the roof of your house.
On the roof.
Then you'll have to call Mackay Airport to give them clearance as a plane coming to land. I love that.
Yeah.
Wow,
no,
8 grand.
It's a lot of fun, and when you see the expression on the kids' faces, it's... Yeah, it makes
it's
it all
it.
Worthwhile, really. Yeah.
133353. Well, thank you for the call there, really. How much are you spending on your Christmas lights? I bought a string of lights from Kmart for $2.50.
It's more than what I have.
Are you like Raylene? How much thought are you putting into your Christmas lights displays? Give us a call. 133353. 20 minutes to 8, Jane Day for breakfast. Mackay and the Whitsundays, Triple M morning. Rock's greatest hits, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast, quarter to 8. Last man standing's back after 8 o'clock this morning. Ronnie in North Mackay is playing for $100 cash. Play very soon, 26 degrees in Imeo. $100 would buy a lot of Christmas lights, right?
Well, not if you're around Raylene and West Mackay's place.
$8,000. Jeez.
That is a lot of money to spend. I mean, people are crazy, but we love you for it.
We've just seen some of the photos that Raylene has, like her display.
Yeah.
It's on our Facebook page now, including the Triple M logo on the roof of her house for us.
Well, you have to. That's part of the conditions with the Christmas lights competition.
The pilots flying over Mackay now are like, there's Raylene's house from West Mackay. Shh. Planes flying over above.
Ah, dear. Di's giving us a call. G'day, Di.
G'day, guys.
How much money have you spent on Christmas lights in the past?
Well, if you ask my husband, hundreds of thousands. If you ask me, about tens of thousands.
Ooh. Tens of thousands.
So, like, how big are the displays you're talking about?
It was huge. Absolutely huge. There were lights everywhere on everything. The electricity bill was huge just for that month.
You're right.
You'd add just $1,000 just for that.
Jesus.
So wow.
It'd take you half an hour to go around and turn them all on.
What were they made of? Swarovski's crystals?
No. They just had every single light known to man and then some, was on everything, everywhere. There was a big Santa with a sleigh on the roof that lit up as well, had a big carport that looked like a helipad.
So did you buy, like, just annually add to it each year?
Yeah. Then garage sales and Facebook and all sorts of things where you get them and add to it and think, it's just not bright enough in that corner of the yard. So
I think we need another 50,000 lights in that corner.
Thank you, Di Griswold.
That's a dream come true, hey? To have lights like that.
The neighbour, sure.
Well, look, if you've got 50,000 lights on your house or just 50 lights on your house, you've got to include them into our Triple M's Christmas lights display competition.
It's $1,000. That pays for the electricity bill. Oh,
God. Incorporate the Triple M logo too, by the way.
Yes. It's all thanks to CQ Manufacturing too.
Check out the photos now on our Facebook page. Special breed of people, honestly. 13 minutes away from 80 at Triple M.
Since change.